This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given. Matthew Dellavedova has his own signature basketball shoe. And if you don't know who he is, you're not alone. He's a veteran guard for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's never made an all-star team. His career scoring average is 6 points per game. He isn't even in the Bucks starting lineup, but he has his own shoe, the Peak Deli Ones. Matthew Dellavedova notwithstanding, a signature shoe deal says to a player, you've made it. About 20 active NBA players wear shoes designed especially for them and sold to the public. In the WNBA, the number of players with signature shoes is zero. But it wasn't always like this. Only a Game's Matthew Stock has the story.
Dawn Staley is the head women's basketball coach at the University of South Carolina. She won 3 Olympic gold medals and is one of the greatest WNBA players of all time. And when she was a kid, basketball shoes were everything.
You know, I grew up in the projects in North Philly. I grew up wearing a lot of different sneakers. I didn't care what I looked like from my ankles up. I had to have the newest, the best pair of sneakers out there.
Dawn remembers wearing Charles Barkley's signature line. She wasn't much of a Jordan fan. In any case, she wore men's shoes.
Everybody that I played with were males. That's what I wore. That's what I was comfortable wearing. And I just really didn't know a difference.
Basketball shoes for women didn't exist when Dawn was growing up. But before long, that changed. In the summer of 1996, Dawn and Team USA won their first gold medal at the Olympic Games in Atlanta.
Women's basketball was pretty much at an all-time high.
The American Basketball League, or ABL, had been founded a year earlier. The WNBA followed shortly after. And as the country saw women's basketball gaining popularity, Nike saw a groundbreaking business opportunity.
To me, now later in life, I feel that it was more special and amazing than it felt at the time.
Marnie Gerber has been a senior designer at Nike since 1992. In the lead-up to the 96 Olympics, she and Nike partnered with Team USA star Cheryl Swoops to design a signature basketball shoe. By then, Nike had released 10 Michael Jordan signature shoes in the Air Jordan line. Several other NBA players had their own models, too. But in the women's game, Cheryl Swoops' shoe would be the first. And for Gerber, that meant rethinking what basketball shoes could be.
At the time, basketball shoes were really overbuilt. Cheryl's not giant like some of these guys are, so how could I design a shoe that was less shoe and more her?
Gerber watched Cheryl play at the Team USA training camp, taking notes on how she moved on the court. She even joined Cheryl on a trip to her hometown of Lubbock, Texas, to get to know her outside of basketball.
I went to her hairdresser with her. I met her mom. We went to the Outback Steakhouse, and that was kind of like the cool spot to go to in Lubbock back then.
Gerber says she had never worked so closely with an athlete.
We actually got to know each other pretty well before I even started designing, and I think that was helpful. Then she felt comfortable talking to me. She's larger than life. She's an amazing athlete. Everybody knows her, but she's also just this down-home, real sweet person.
In 1995, Nike released the first ever women's signature basketball shoe, the Air Swoops. It featured a lower ankle cut so Cheryl could move quicker on the court and a Velcro strap across the top of the shoe for extra stability.
There's an S shape on the bottom of that shoe. And basically, when she's up in the air, that was to put Cheryl Swoops SS in your face. The kind of swirliness of that logo with Cheryl's name was to kind of show the feminine side of her. And then also, the shoe was pretty bold and dynamic, and that was the athlete side of her. When I drew that SS on the bottom of the shoe, it felt like, okay, this is the right way to go.
In the early 90s, Jane McManus was a young professional playing pickup basketball in New York City.
I was literally taking the ball in my own hands and, you know, walking into courts where there were just guys playing and saying I wanted next.
Jane remembers going into shoe stores and being told that there weren't shoes made specifically for women.
What did you make of that when people were like, there's not even an option?
Well, I thought it was kind of garbage. But I heard about the Air Swoops coming out, and I really wasn't enough of a high roller to know if I could go for one of those brand name sneakers. But these shoes, I just really felt it was important, if I'm a woman playing basketball, to buy a pair of shoes that's been specifically designed for a woman and marketed to her. They were like a navy, shiny, they looked like molten metal. They're not even an actual color. And I opened up the box and they just looked so cool. I just thought, wow, I hope my game can pull these shoes off. You're going to wear those shoes onto a court, you better be able to back it up.
4 seconds, look
Nike released a second Air Swoops model just before the 96 Olympics, and the Air Swoops Zoom a year after that. In 98, the brand teamed up with star WNBA center Lisa Leslie on the Air Total 9s.
It's Lisa Leslie with the dunk.
And in 1999, Dawn Staley debuted the Nike Air Zoom S5, her own signature shoe.
Staley, jump shot from the elbow. Good!
What was it like then to see that finished product for the first time?
I was really happy to see the prototype. When they sent me the prototype, I wanted to go really ball. I wanted to show everybody in the neighborhood. I wanted them to look at it, to approve of it, to want a pair. And then when I got the real deal, I mean, it was like 100 Christmases tied up in one. Unbelievable. It was white based, and then there were some accents on the toe, some accents on the heel. The strap was a different color with my S5 logo. And it was just a really clean looking shoe. If you wore a white uniform, they pop. If you wore a red uniform, they pop. People were immediately drawn to my feet.
And did you like it that way?
I did. You know, I was a 1996 sneakerhead.
A personal designer from Nike didn't visit Dawn in her hometown, but she still feels that her shoe represented her and the expectations she had for herself.
My shoe was built on Philly. It was built on toughness. It was built on being able to handle whatever was thrown at me. It was built on being an odds beater. When I had my signature shoe on, I was in my mode of, this is it. This is like, you know, basketball utopia for me.
As Dawn Staley and Cheryl Swoops rocked their signature shoes on the WNBA stage, a new generation of players was watching, including future four-time WNBA champion Simone Augustus.
I remember my first game that I went to. My parents saved up money to drive us down to Houston from Baton Rouge. And we were, you know, at the Toyota Center, and we were literally at the top of the rafters. Like, we had our head against the poles at the top of the arena, and I had to watch the game from the Jumbotron, but I did not care because I was in the building. I was hoping and dreaming to one day be in their shoes. You know, it just made me want to go home right then and just get to work.
Just like their idols, Simone and her friends were sneakerheads.
Back in those days, like, they would come in and they have their sneaker towel where they're like clean off the scuff marks if there was some, or a toothbrush that really like make sure the rubber sole was clean.
Simone was in middle school when Cheryl Swoops and Team USA took home gold at the 1996 Olympics.
But by the time her shoe came out, I was like too big to shop in the ladies' Foot Locker and I couldn't get them. I assumed that they would make shoes for the basketball player. Like, you know, we're obviously taller, bigger than the average woman. I was super bummed out because it was like the first woman's shoe to come out and I wasn't able to get it. And I'm a hooper and I love Cheryl Swoops.
To make matters worse, two of Simone's middle school teammates had the new shoes.
I was just kind of envious of everyone else that had them. Every day coming to practice, it was annoying to see them. I'm like, ah, oh, I hope the rubber falls off or shoestrings break.
Simone went on to lead the LSU women's basketball team to three straight Final Four appearances. In 2006, she was the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft.
After Swoops got her shoe, I just assumed that so many other great women that came through the league would get their shoes and that I would be able to obviously get a pair, but it didn't happen.
Simone began her professional career at a tumultuous time for the WNBA. In the years before her debut, three teams folded and another two relocated. She says the league felt the effects of the recession in the late 2000s. And by then, it had been years since Nike had released its last signature shoe for women. No other brands had filled the void.
We talked about it often, like, man, what would a shoe look like? What would it feel like? Who would get a shoe? That's why we worked so hard. We was like, well, maybe we aren't working hard enough. We got to put, you know, good quality work on the floor to kind of convince them that, you know, we do deserve this.
Today, players like Simone or league MVP Breonna Stewart sometimes get custom models of men's signature shoes. But even with the widespread sneaker culture in the league, no WNBA player has a signature shoe to call her own. Last year, Simone found an opportunity for something different.
I was like, I want to make my shoes cool. I just don't want it to be the basic Kyrie. I wanted to have some kind of Simone in it.
In November, Simone posted a video on Instagram of her shoe collection from high school, and it got the attention of an independent shoe artist based nearby in Minneapolis. He messaged her with an offer. For a couple $100s, he would take a pair of her shoes and hand paint them using her design ideas.
I love watching cartoons. I'm a big kid at heart. And so I started to play around with the cartoons and things like that.
And since the WNBA has no color or design restrictions for its players' shoes, Simone took Scrooge McDuck, Penny Proud, and even the Care Bears onto the court with her.
So in a lot of ways, this project is kind of your own way of making your own signature shoe, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping that it will open up people's minds to be like, you know what? We should give her a shoe and let her kind of design something.
In August, just before the start of the WNBA playoffs, Nike re-released the Air Swoops 2. And even though Nike still doesn't make them in her size, Simone was first in line.
I said, forget it. I'm buying a pair. I got a size 12. I'm hoping that I can squeeze my foot in there. I think it left an amazing mark to see an amazing woman like Swoop, who's accomplished all that she's accomplished in the WNBA and in basketball, period, to be celebrated in that way.
Simone Augustus hopes that by supporting the Air Swoops and rocking custom kicks, she and other WNBA players can inspire the next generation of women's hoopers, and maybe even a shoe company or two.
It's so disappointing to me to walk in the store and I have no other choice but to buy a male sneaker. It's time to change the narrative. We put in the work, we've earned our moment to be able to prove to people that we can do this. It's time.
Only a Game's Matthew Stock brought us that story. And in case you're wondering, Nike says they brought back the Swoops 2 to connect new generations of women to the sport. It's a nice start, but wouldn't a new shoe be even better? We've all been there. You're watching sports on TV, and just when the phone rings, something amazing happens. Thanks to the wonders of the DVR, you can just rewind a few seconds and watch that great play over and over. And guess what? You can do the same thing with Only a Game. Subscribe to our podcast. You'll be able to rewind anytime so you don't miss a thing. And while you're subscribing, leave us a review. It will help other listeners find our show.